You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I am excited to talk to you about something that I love almost as much, if not as much, as journaling, and that is walking. And I'm joined today by Caroline of the Beham Babes Walking Club. Welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. So if you're thinking, why are we talking about walking? What does that have to do with journaling? Well, a lot, actually. First of all, I used to actually keep a walking journal. In this journal, I would write about how I felt after the walk, which is great motivation, because on those days when you need to take a walk and you're like, oh, I don't feel like it, you just read the entry that you did last time and it'll remind you how good you felt after that walk.
That is such a good idea.
Right? Right?
Wow.
I would also use this journal to just write about ideas that came to mind as I was on my walk. So walking and journaling, they definitely go hand in hand. Also, as a writer, walking is very important to me because science shows that walking will boost your creativity.
I believe it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think a lot of writers can attest to, you know, if you feel stuck and then you go for a walk, you don't feel stuck anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, when you're walking, lots of ideas come to you. I often will pull out my phone and pull out the notes app of my phone and like thumb out some ideas that happen. So if you see me on a walk, you'll often see me stop to do that. So Caroline, I'm going to talk a little bit about your walking journey. So how often do you walk, would you say?
I don't walk as often as I should now that I have the club going because it really does keep me busy.
Yeah.
Not walking.
Oh, the irony.
I know. But before, I was walking 5-6 days a week, 2 miles a day.
I love that. And so what inspired you to start doing that? Because I know we've had a conversation before. So FYI, I actually wrote an article about the Beham Babes Walking Club for Style Blueprint. I'll link to it in the show notes so y'all can check that out.
Yeah.
But when I was interviewing you for that story, you mentioned that, was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
A year or two, yeah.
Okay, you decided you were going to walk 2 miles every day.
Yeah.
And so what inspired that?
So I started in 2021, I started weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
Weight fell off of me. But I was not wanting to stay afterwards to be on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
It just was really boring to me.
Yeah.
And I love being outside. So I was like, well, I need to get my 2 miles in. I need to get these steps. And so I just started putting in my headphones every day after the gym and walking. And I really just fell more in love with walking than weightlifting. I still enjoy weightlifting, but weight seemed to also fall off of me just getting 2 miles in a day. It's really, I mean, walking is beneficial for so many reasons, but really that steady, constant cardio is so good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so underrated also.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I read an article once that said that walking is the most underrated exercise because it's so beneficial and it's something that almost anyone can do. Like if you have the ability to walk, then you can do this, you know? And so what do you love about it? So you talked a little bit about the health benefits, but what do you, you said that you fell in love with it. What do you love about walking?
It was almost like a high afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You have that endorphin high. Like, I just did this. I'm a little sweaty. Your mind is running. It's working. My heart rate was going. I just felt good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was just kind of like chasing that walker's high.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hear people talk about the runner's high, but there's a walker's high too.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. So then you were walking solo for a while. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start Beham Babes Walking Club?
My husband and I have been here for 5 years, and we decided to officially stay in the area. We've been floating around the idea of moving, but we wanted to stay. Mm-hmm. And at 32, it's not easy to find friends. And I work with children all day.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. There's no adult back and forth. And so I just decided to do this in hopes that I would find a few friends and we could walk together every day, and it kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Which I'm grateful for, but I was just looking for a few friends.
Like, that's all. That's
yeah,
all.
And I did find some.
So you did find a few friends, so that's good.
Yeah.
But you said that it blew up. So tell me about the popularity of the group so far. And you just started this in, like, April?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mid-April. It might have been beginning, but I think it was mid-April.
Okay, so around the same time I was starting the Righteous Bay podcast.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
So, yeah, I started it in April, and what I did is I made the Facebook group just to have a center point for people to communicate. Mm-hmm. And I posted in the Helena community page, which is where I live, Pelham, Alabaster. It started out there, South Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And within 3 weeks, we had 500 members.
Wow.
People were just looking for that community. I think it was hard for people to say, hey, I need a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that we offered that to them, and then now we're at 3,000 members, and
excellent.
We have our Instagram and TikTok, and they've kind of blown up too.
Yeah. Very good. You know, so I was listening to the Mel Robbins podcast recently, and she had an episode on there. She was interviewing a neuroscientist about walking and about the benefits of it, the science behind why it helps us so much. And one of the things that the neuroscientist talked about was he called it social walking and how walking by yourself is different from when you walk with others and that it benefits you in different ways, right? So when you're walking by yourself and you're walking very quickly, you know, that's going to be good for those health benefits, for that cardio, all of that. But social walking, you're probably going to be walking a bit slower. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's giving you another benefit. And it is helping you with your overall wellness, your mental health, your emotional health. And so when he said that, it made me instantly think about your club because it is social walking.
It is.
Right? So, yes, it's helping us with our physical health. Mm-hmm. But it's social walking because you're walking in a community.
Yeah.
Which is so important and so much fun. So I wanted to, so some of you may be wondering, well, why are we talking about this again? this isn't about journaling. Well, it is about writing and specifically about journaling because C. Jane Wright and the Beham Babes Walking Club, we are teaming up for a fun challenge. So I'm going to tell you more about it, but first I want to tell you how you can get connected to C. Jane Wright. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay, so the C. Jane Wright, or wait, that's not what it's called. The C. Jane Walk. The C. Jane Walk Challenge is back. So if you've been a part of the C. Jane Wright community for a while, you know that in 2020, I started a walking challenge, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the history behind the challenge in a bit, but I started this walking challenge, and we are doing it again. And so every year the challenge changes up a little bit, but this year, here's how it's going to work. And of course, we've got Beham Babes Walking Club joining us for this. So here's the challenge. Your challenge is to walk for at least 30 minutes every day for 30 days in September, and to journal for at least 3 minutes every day. Now, if you successfully complete this challenge, you're going to be entered in a drawing to win different prizes, and one of those prizes is a one-year CJ and Wright Collective membership. So, along the way, so throughout September, I will be giving you encouraging words and daily journal prompts. Now, you can journal about whatever you want, but if you need some inspiration, you'll have a prompt there for you. So again, throughout the month, I'll be giving you encouraging words and also journal prompts, and I'll be sharing those in a few places. One, in my Instagram stories. So this will be in my Instagram story, so not the Righteous Babe Instagram, although I might share it there too, but C. Gervasia Wright is my Instagram. I'll also be sharing it in the CJ and Wright Network Facebook group, and I'll be sharing them via text. So if you want your journal prompts sent to you via text, you just text the word walk to area code 205-892-9501. And I'm going to put all that in show notes, so don't feel like you've got to hurry up and scribble this down. I also want you, if you are in the Birmingham area, to be sure to follow Beham Babes Walking Club on Instagram and join their Facebook group, because that's where we'll be having a lot of fun there too. And you will find out about the different walks that they have planned. And I am committing to attending at least one of their walks every week. And so I'd love for you to come join me. So if you're like, oh, I want to go to a walk, but I'm not going to know anybody, come to one of the walks that I'm going to, because you'll know me. Even if you never met me in person, you feel like you know me, right? I'm sure you do. So come on out. And if you're not in Birmingham, don't feel left out. Don't feel left out. You can have fun from afar by walking in your neighborhood and participating with the journaling, of course. So, speaking of journaling, now, Caroline, we know you walk. Mm-hmm. We know you love to walk. But do you like to journal?
I love to journal.
Yes.
Love it.
I knew we were going to be friends. I knew it. So, tell me, how did you get started with journaling?
I have been journaling since I had a lock and a key diary.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like talking about my crushes and how hard my day was in middle school.
Right, of course. It's so hard. Life is so hard in middle school.
It really is. And then I got into bullet journaling, which I really do love. I love the organization of it. Mm-hmm. But I got really into journaling 2 years ago, I guess, really around the same time I started walking. I was in just kind of a dark place. Mm-hmm. My therapist suggested just kind of word vomiting with my pen, and it changed my life.
Wow.
I do it every night. Sometimes I do it in the morning, like little affirmations, but I like to sleep, so I don't always get it. But every night before I go to bed, I just kind of talk about my day, the highs, the lows. I talked about a lot of like childhood trauma, like just got it out of me.
Yeah.
And it was super therapeutic. And, you know, I tell people, I told my husband, I was like, you need to start journaling, you need to start writing stuff down, because you don't realize how toxic it is to just have all that in your head.
Yes.
And it's also good, like, to just do it for fun.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I do a lot of fun journaling, too, where I do a lot of scripting, which I've talked about on this podcast before, which is kind of manifesting or writing about the future as if it already is. But also just writing out ideas, writing out fun stuff you want to do. Like, journaling absolutely can be fun. But like you said, it also really helps us deal with that hard stuff that we're coping with every day in life. So, you know, there's so many benefits to both journaling and walking. As we talked about already, it boosts your creativity, but it also boosts your mood. There's been a lot of research done to show that walking can strengthen your heart, mm-hmm. can lower your blood sugar, ease joint pain, boost immune function, boost your energy, help your memory, and even boost your brain function.
Yes. Amazing.
Dude, why are you not walking?
That's right? Like I said, underrated.
Yes. Right? And a lot of these same benefits that I just mentioned, studies have shown that journaling can do those too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a correlation between journaling and these things that I mentioned. There's a correlation between walking and these things that I've mentioned. Yeah. That podcast that I mentioned earlier, that Mel Robbins podcast, yes. One of the things that the neuroscientist mentioned mm-hmm. was he said that walking boosts your resilience.
Mm.
Okay. And so he was talking about the resilience of your body. Mm-hmm. So basically he was saying that your body is less likely to get certain diseases mm-hmm. and also more able to fight off certain diseases yeah. if you're walking, right? But when he said it boosts your resilience, mm-hmm. of course, the writer in me is thinking about this in a different way
yeah.
and how it can boost your resilience emotionally mm-hmm. and mentally. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about how the CJ and Walk Challenge even came to be. So in case you're new here, I am a cancer survivor. And the CJ and Walk Challenge started in 2020 when I was going through cancer treatment. So even though I was going, so here's what happened. I had decided at the beginning of 2020 that I was going to walk every single day mm-hmm. for at least 30 minutes every single day in 2020.
That's big.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, every single day. So I made this commitment January 1st. January 24th, I'm diagnosed with cancer.
A little hiccup.
Right. But I'm determined I'm going to keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I went through surgery, 5 months of chemo, 36 rounds of radiation, I still walked every single day in 2020.
You go, girl. Wow.
I even walked the day of my lumpectomy.
Oh, my gosh.
I had surgery, and then I walked afterwards.
That is determination.
My husband was not happy about that.
No, I'm sure he wasn't. Wow.
But so in, I think it was June of that year, I invited some of the women of the CJ and Rack community to walk as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I picked June, like the hottest month ever, but but they actually did it, right? So I invited them for just that month to walk every day for at least 30 minutes. And a bunch of people did. And in fact, one CJ and Rack member, her name is Audrey. In fact, I'm going to ask her to come on the podcast. She never stopped. So she is now approaching her 1,000th day of walking
every day. That just gave
me chills. Yes,
that just gave me chills.
She, in fact, she's going to hit her 1,000th day in September. So while our challenge is going on, she's going to hit her 1,000th day. And I think she's going to have like a big celebration.
She should.
So I'm really excited about that.
That's got me motivated.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, you know, and that it just is about resilience, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously it took some mental and emotional resilience mm-hmm. for me to stick to that. But I feel like it helped me get through treatment.
Yeah.
You know, my doctor was saying that she felt like my body tolerated treatment so well mm-hmm. because I stayed active.
Yes.
So it made my body resilient, right?
Yes, yeah.
But it was also making me resilient emotionally and mentally. And I think that you don't have to be a cancer survivor to benefit from this, right?
Right.
I feel like making this commitment to yourself that you're going to walk every day mm-hmm. for 30 days, that is going to make you more resilient
yeah.
in other areas of your life. I really, really think that that will happen. So in September, this is when we are doing this challenge. What are some of the activities that the Beham Walking or Beham Babes Walking Club, what are some of the activities you're going to have in September that we can look forward to?
We have a few. Okay. I'm going to pull out my handy dandy calendar that I can't live without. So we have a brunch at Cahaba Brewing. That's on the 2nd, Saturday okay. the 2nd. We're going to walk at Avondale first, mm-hmm. 1 to 2 miles. I guess it just depends on how hot it is.
Yeah.
because girl is hot. And then brunch at 11 at Cahaba Brewing. And then we have our weekly walks that we always do. Okay. And we are pretty much walking 5 days a week.
Nice.
We have a base camp fitness VIP class on the 9th. We're going to post our RSVP for that. Mm-hmm. We have a tentative terrarium building class.
Say more.
So it's with Plant Calera.
Okay.
It's a plant store in Calera. We have not finalized details. Okay. I think it's going to be on the 16th, but we're going to put out an official schedule.
Okay.
But basically, do you know what a terrarium is?
Nope. You know, well, I mean, I can deduce it from, like, context clues because I was an English teacher.
Like a glass container, and there's all kinds of plants inside of it. Oh, right.
So like an aquarium, but not
Yeah, but aqua. No fishies. Yeah. Right.
Got it.
So we're going to do that, and then I'm looking at my calendar. Oh, we have a huge clothing swap coming up.
Okay.
That's going to take a lot of, like, detail work and organizing, but we're shooting for October 7th.
Okay.
We're going to put details out mid-September. But yeah, a lot of stuff to be excited about.
So much. Yeah. So if you're in the Birmingham area, you definitely want to be a part of this. So for folks who are not in the Birmingham area, I don't want them to feel sad.
No, not at all. So
what kind of tips would you give them if they want to start a walking club in their area?
I would say you have to kind of put yourself out there, which is kind of hard. I'm a huge introvert. This has brought me out of my shell a lot. Just reach out to local community Facebook pages, which is what I did, and say, hey, does anyone want to join this walking club? You really do have to put yourself out there. You have to say it's a walking club. You have to, like, put some commitment behind it. But just put yourself out there. Get on your social media pages, and I think it'll blow up from there because people are looking for community.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. They really, really are. So this Mel Robbins podcast that I keep talking about, one of the things that she says is that she, when she started her podcast, she imagined it would be like having, going for a walk with a friend and having a conversation. Yes. Like that's what she wanted her podcast to be. And that's what I want this podcast to be too. So I hope that's what y'all feel like it is.
That's what I feel like.
So my challenge to the listeners is if there are episodes that you haven't listened to yet in September, why don't you use that time to catch up on the episodes that you haven't listened to? So when you go for your walks, catch up on an episode, right? I would love that. And in fact, I'll be kind of talking about that in the Facebook group throughout the month and even kind of asking questions around some of the different episodes. So I hope that y'all will do that. Use your walks to catch up on the podcast so that we can chat about it in the Facebook group. Speaking of the podcast, allow me to tell you a little bit more about how this podcast came to be. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Every week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I always give you a prompt, and this week is no different. Although this prompt is a little different because it also has an activity attached to it. I think you know what that activity is, and that is go for a walk. So your prompt is to go for a walk. Then, after that, I want you to write a letter to someone you wish could have gone on the walk with you.
I love that.
So this could be someone, you know, a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. It could be a loved one that you've lost. It could be somebody that you're mad at. and you realize, oh, if we could have just walked and talked, we could have worked through this, right? There's so many different ways this could go, right? But I want you to go on a walk and then write a letter to someone you wish could have gone on the walk with you. And in that letter, you know, write about some of the things that you saw and experienced on your walk, or maybe there are things that you thought about on your walk that you want to share with this person. But, you know, have some fun with it. Again, go for a walk and then write a letter to someone you wish could have gone on the walk with you. So, before we head out, again, those of you who are in the Birmingham area, I would love, love, love for you to come out to some of the Beham Babes Walking Club walks that are scheduled for September. And of course, keep doing it even after September.
Of course.
But if you're participating in the challenge, and even if you're not doing the whole challenge, if you're like, girl, I ain't walking every day, that's okay.
Yeah.
you don't have to. But even if you just want to come out, I highly recommend you do that. Caroline, what kind of advice would you give to someone who's listening to this and they're like, I want to come out, but I don't know them folks.
I want to first say I get it. I know it's hard. I'm an introvert through and through. It's difficult, but just do it. People have made really good mm-hmm. friendships. And I can't tell you how many times someone has come up to me on a walk and said, this is my first walk. I'm really Aww. Nervous. And then by the end of the walk, they're talking to a whole group of
yes.
people.
Yes.
It really does bring you out of your shell. I will say we have seven group leaders. Message us. Find us on socials. Say, hey, this is my first walk. I'm really nervous. We will meet you. So that way you don't have to walk up to the group by yourself, because that in itself yeah. is a little daunting. Mm-hmm. We want to make it really good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So reach out to a leader and ask them to walk with you.
Yeah.
And also, as I said, I am going to let y'all know which walks I'm going to be attending. And so if you want to meet me there, you can do that too. So Caroline, where can folks find your club on social?
We are Beham Babes Walking Club on everything.
Okay.
Instagram, our Facebook group. We do have a Facebook page and TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Beham Babes Walking Club.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know you can find me at Righteous Babe and also at C. Javacia Wright. And I really, really hope that you all will be participating in the challenge in September. Caroline, thank you so much for being here on the show. And thank you for agreeing to partner with C. Jane Wright for the C. Jane Walk Challenge.
It was really meant to be. These two things do go hand in hand.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Walking and journaling, they do go hand in hand. And I hope that this challenge will prove that to you. So I'll put links to everything in the show notes, but the challenge kicks off September 1st. Remember, your challenge is to walk every day for 30 minutes at least, and to journal every day for at least 3 minutes. Thank you again, Caroline.
Thank you.
And I hope to, those of you who are in Birmingham, I hope to see you out for a walk. And even if you're not in Birmingham, I want to see some posts on social telling me about how much fun you're having with your walks and, of course, with your journaling. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe Podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.